Studio 360.
The biggest tourist draw in Florida is Disney World. Opened in 1971, 16 years after Disneyland in California, Disney World was envisioned originally by Walt Disney to be the perfect place, a kind of utopia. And it was a vision that he wanted to extend outside the gates of the theme parks. Unfortunately, he died just before Disney World got built. But as it turned out, the Disney company never totally gave up on Walt's idea of building the perfect city, of bringing its signature brand of super sweet niceness into the real world, a full-time live-in Disney experience. On a corner of their giant holdings in Florida, in 1993, the company founded a brand new town.
So take a left.
Instead of a futury Epcot place, though, what they built is more like Disneyland's Main Street USA, with cute little shops, charming houses, green town squares. And even in the rain, it's movie set perfect.
This looks like Mary Poppins.
Yeah, this is lovely. We're on a square on Mulberry Avenue with attached white townhouses built around a square. That's pretty lovely.
My producer Jenny and I drove all around the town of Celebration, Florida. Population 7,427.
This must be a school.
Yes, this is Celebration School on our right, K through 8.
I remember my kids were little. They were probably like 4 and 5 at the time. We were sitting on the carpet in the living room and people walked up to the door and they knocked. And I was like, Sunday morning, okay. And I opened the door, I'm like, can I help you? And they're like, well, yeah, we just wanted to come in and see your house.
This is Susan Bona, who moved here in the early 90s. She owns the Celebration Town Tavern.
And I'm like, no. You know, no, I said, we live here. Well, yeah, but don't you like show people? I'm like, no, the model homes, and you know, I kind of explained where they were, but that's what the perception was
right.
With anybody who
that
came to this town.
That you were a cast member.
Absolutely. We were paid to walk our dogs. Yeah. That's what I was told once. Were you paid to walk your dog? No, it just has to go to the
really,
bathroom.
It's like Sturbridge Village.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just visitors who assumed Celebration was part of Disney World. Susan Bona says that lots of people moved here to live the Disney dream 24/7.
People moved here and they maybe weren't happy in their lives in other places. And they thought, well, I'm going to Disney World because, you know, I know Tinkerbell's going to sprinkle that pixie dust and we're going to have a happy family now. Well, yeah, not so much.
They really did want a fantasy land.
I believe so. Yeah. And I kept saying, I was the one that would say, guys, it's real world. Like, I don't want the monorail coming in. It's already just 5 minutes down the road. I don't know what you're thinking.
Let's go down an alley.
And here are all the garages back in the alley between the streets, which is brilliant and how every suburb should be built.
Having grown up in a suburb with garages at the back, this is like the nicest version of an alley I've ever seen.
Yeah.
No garbage cans out. Oh, there's one garbage can.
It's true. There's something weird about those alleys. I was talking with the influential architect and town planner Andres Duany about Celebration, and he immediately put his finger on it.
The alley is where things happen. That's where you open the garage door, drag out the couch. That's where your kid can actually make mud with a hose. That's where your husband can take a motorcycle apart and not put it back together and so forth. You know, I believe that the alley is what allows the front to be neat.
But this is exactly where Celebration becomes too Disney, too perfect, almost un-American.
The front is exceedingly neat, and so are the alleys. And so it's a bit of a pressure cooker, I think. You know, they're all landscaped and swept and flowers. I just find that disgusting.
Well, and what's interesting, of course, is that now having been to Disneyland and Disney World and been backstage as well as in the parks, what they've done there in Celebration is illuminate backstage.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so you did get to go to the backstage?
Yeah.
I have also. You know, I think people imagine it to be all sorts of machinery and, you know, Jules Verne kind of stuff.
If only.
Actually, they keep us away from it because it's banal.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't it look like a high school basement?
Yeah, yeah, it's nothing.
I think they prefer the myth that something really incredible is happening.
That's
down there.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
My name is Jim Siegel, last name spelled S-I-E-G-E-L.
Great. And how long have you lived in Celebration?
Lived here since 2002.
Jim Siegel is a retired Ford executive. He moved down here from Detroit. Jim, his wife Marita, and their adult daughter Julie are Disney fans. Like, fanatical.
We were down here 33 times before we ever moved in.
You kept track, the number.
Yeah. Yes, Julie's very good about that.
Even though I was getting straight A's and I was supposed to be a salutatorian or valedictorian, I had the highest absence record in my high school's history because we came down to Disney so much.
They came to Celebration because they couldn't be close enough to Disney World. And although Disney sold downtown Celebration to another developer in 2004, the town still has theme park in its DNA. Like at Christmas time, when downtown is a blizzard of snope.
The snope, S-N-O-A-P, it's a combination of snow and soap, which they actually do use in the parks at Disney. Don't stick your tongue out, listeners, if you ever come to Celebration and enjoy our snope, because it's soap. It just is foamy and fun, and they play Christmas music, and that's when we have our ice skating rink out. That's obviously not real ice. Santa's house is there, and you can do carriage rides with horses.
But even living in Celebration isn't Disney enough for Julie and Marita. There's a kind of happy that they feel at the park, only there, nowhere else.
When you go into Disney, you're so taken by the magic and the park experience that you build these endorphins, and we'd always come out just so happy. It is. It's one of the happiest places on earth.
What is it that you feel at Disney that you don't feel anywhere else?
I feel like it's so hard to put into words, but I feel like I'm someone special, even though there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of other people around me. I am someone special, and I matter, because that's what the Disney cast member's job is to make me matter.
To hear a lot more about our expedition to the happiest place on Earth, check out the full American Icons episode on the Disney parks at studio360.org.